morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at cattleu.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to cattleu.net.
Apache Auction Market invites you to join them Saturday, June 29th in Apache, Oklahoma for a complete dispersal sale of Vatchy land and cattle, featuring Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus cows and bulls, plus 300 head of 3 to 6-year-old spring calving pairs and 50 fall calving cows. Sale starts at noon. To review videos and descriptions of the stock up for sale, click over to www.apacheauction.com. The Vatchy land and cattle complete dispersal sale, noon at the Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, June 29th. For more information, call 888-926-9696. Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. This week, Oklahoma's Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur, hosted a group of her peers from across the region, highlighting some of the bright spots of Oklahoma's agricultural industry. Among those who have made the trek to our state was South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture, Kim Vanneman. She spoke with Farm Director Ron Hayes during her visit to Oklahoma this week to share how her constituents in the ag industry of the Mount Rushmore state are faring in the current environment.
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough everywhere, and I actually drove down here to Oklahoma City for this meeting and could not believe how much water is standing in fields from all the way from South Dakota down to Oklahoma City. And it's definitely historic time and that, but I know the producers in Oklahoma and Kansas and Nebraska are just like the producers in South Dakota. They're tough and they're resilient and they'll figure out ways to get through this tough cycle.
With South Dakota's legislative session over for the year, Vanneman says producers there have loosened their attention on policy priorities for the moment to refocus on simply getting by until their collective situation improves, hopefully sooner rather than later. Finally today, according to official statistics by the Food and Agriculture Organization, African swine fever can be found in Cambodia, China, Mongolia, North Korea, Vietnam, and now in Laos. Experts predict the disease's relentless march will continue. On June 20th, the Laos Agriculture Ministry reported its first ever cases of ASF to the World Organization for Animal Health. Outbreaks were confirmed among 7 small herds of village pigs, all from the same province located in south-central Laos that borders Vietnam to the east and Thailand to the west. The source of the infection is unknown, but nearly all regions of nearby Vietnam are ASF positive. Authorities in Laos report that movement controls have been put in place and disinfection is being carried out in the affected area. Intensive surveillance there and across the country is to be stepped up, and a stamping out policy will be followed. Meanwhile, the disease's toll on Asia's hog production continues to reach epic proportions. Recent estimates of China's swine herd peg current and future losses related to ASF at more than 200 million pigs, nearly 20-30% of its herd in 2018. In Vietnam, officials report more than 2.5 million pigs have been culled from the national herd due to ASF. Farmers are reportedly reluctant to replenish their herds on worries that they could lose their stock again due to the disease. However, some of China's largest integrators say they will continue their efforts to increase production despite ASF, pinning their expansion hopes based on the reduced supply, which they see as profitable now and into the foreseeable future. You got farm news on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.